Saskatoon. Sue Timmerman is delighted with the funding they will be receiving from the federal government, money that will aid them in expanding their business and creating more jobs for the people of Saskatchewan. Timmerman serves as the Chief Operating Officer of RiverCity Innovations, an Internet of Things, IoT, solutions company that aims to simplify data monitoring to enhance resource management. They have developed a device that monitors the temperature and humidity in businesses utilizing freezers. RiverCity provides an innovative way to conduct automated temperature monitoring with a solution that will automate life cycles for grocery stores, restaurants, pharmacies, and logistical companies. With our solution, we could reduce food loss, stated Timmerman, and ensure regulatory compliance with the temperature monitoring requirements of the Canadian Food Inspection Agency. This opportunity has enabled RCI to hire talented individuals, whether technicians or sales representatives. Timmerman further mentioned that their device features a magnet for easy installation in grocery stores, restaurants, and supermarket freezers. The device they have developed transmits radio frequencies to provide real-time data on the temperature and humidity of freezers where food items are stored. The data will then be converted into PDF format, making it convenient for grocery or supermarket employees to monitor changes in areas such as the vegetable and produce sections while having readily available information for CFIA representatives. The funding they will receive will facilitate their expansion, as the device they have developed, which has a battery life of 10 years, is primarily utilized in North America. However, they have recently expanded to Spain and will soon be deployed in France, incorporating English, Spanish, and French as the supported languages. RiverCity is among the 5 recipients in the province to receive over $7.6 million in funding to support its economic development initiatives, including the healthcare and aerospace programs of the Saskatchewan Indian Institute of Technology. Prairie's CAN Minister Dan Vandal announced on Thursday at the SIIT, where Timmerman, SIIT President and Chief Executive Officer Riel Belgrade, Superior Cabinet's Finance Director Aaron Bird, and Algorithm co-founder Ben Kelly joined him. Belgrade expressed that SIIT continues to expand and innovate with the funding it will receive from Prairie's CAN, explicitly focusing on the 2 programs, particularly in healthcare, where Indigenous communities require more trained health professionals. See, it serves to meet the needs of Saskatchewan's growing Indigenous communities and provincial economy. These investments contribute to the urgently needed solutions for labor demand in healthcare and aerospace while promoting economic reconciliation, said Belgrade. We aim to develop this aerospace program further and maintain our position as the leader in Canada. This funding will significantly advance our goals. The second program pertains to rural, remote healthcare, addressing Indigenous labor requirements. He added that there needs to be more representation across the country of Indigenous people in the healthcare field, as Indigenous communities necessitate more trained health professionals who are themselves Indigenous to cater to rural areas. Vandal stated that Saskatchewan's thriving economy stems from its global leadership in agriculture, food processing, digital innovation, advanced manufacturing, and resource development, thanks to its natural resources, research, and top-notch educational institutions. Saskatchewan offers opportunities for continued economic growth in a manner that ensures no one is left behind. Saskatchewan is an excellent place to expand your business, with numerous prospects in food and ingredient processing, technology, and advanced manufacturing, stated Vandal. Building on the province's natural resources and agriculture strengths, Saskatchewan is contributing to economic diversification and securing a prosperous, sustainable future for local workers. He added that the federal government would continue collaborating with the province's industry leaders and educational institutions to ensure local businesses receive the necessary support to succeed. This article was posted by sasktoday.ca.